Well, good morning, everybody. The joke is told of this priest, and he was getting ready to give his sermon before Mass. He was just kind of thinking about it, and this old parishioner comes up and says, "What you preaching on today, Father?" He says, "I'm preaching on the milk of kindness." And the old man says, "Condensed, Stifle." I was thinking about Trinity Sunday, which is what we celebrate today. We celebrate the Trinity, and I just have four thoughts that I was going to share with everybody. They are somewhat related, but they're also a bit all over the place. But number one is this. There is a holy good priest, is a holy good priest. He's a Jesuit. He's worked with gang members for his whole ministry. And he's worked in all types of different places, and he goes... His name is Father Gregory Boyle. He wrote a book called Tattoos on the Heart. And he says, we got to get to this place as human beings when we realize that it's not us versus them. It's just us. It's not us and them. It's just us. And the Trinity, my friends, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three persons, one God, totally always together. Equality of persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And none of them is jealous of the other one. You know, I don't think that the Holy Spirit is up there thinking, well, that's no fair. Jesus got more prayers than me today. Or the Father's not going, how come they gave you, Jesus, more glory than they gave me today? It doesn't work that way. There's one Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I am positive of this, that when the Father is glorified, Jesus is happy about it. And so is the Holy Spirit. There's no competition, no jealousy, no inequality, just unity and communion. And friends, we believe that firmly for us too. It has to be that way. That we get to places as a human race that we recognize we all got the same God. We got the same Father, which means we're all equal. We're different, that's good, but we're equal. And I think the events of the last week or so, one of the pieces that's just so sad about it all is that racism still exists in some places. And unchecked, it's a very dangerous thing. We have got to be... The Trinity teaches us this unity, this total unity. We're all on the same field. And nobody's better than anybody else, period. End of sentence, end of paragraph. We're all God's beloved children. That's my first point about the Trinity. Number two is this. The Cappadocian fathers in the 4th century, they came up with this beautiful word called kenosis. Kenosis, it's Greek, and it means to pour yourself out. And the Cappadocian fathers were like, hey, that's what we see in the Trinity, right? Like the Father always pouring himself out on the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Jesus always poured himself out to the Father's will and the Holy Spirit through the Holy Spirit. Like that, they're all three persons constantly pouring themselves out for the sake of the other. And the funny thing about it is that sometimes you and I, we're called to do the same thing, right? To pour ourselves out. And to do it heroically, generously, beautifully. And we were talking in the sacristy, Deacon Tom and I, about the day of our ordination when we lay down on the ground as a total like surrender, like pouring out of our life, we're just like surrendering. Which is what we are all supposed to do. Tyler will do 3 years from now. He'll lie down on that floor as the litany of the saints is chanted, and he will surrender his life, pour it out, and begin to pour it out. And hopefully, seminary's time, of course, practicing all that. But that's for all of us, that all of us are supposed to look at the example of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and recognize this kenosis. And that we're all to pour ourselves out. And just when you think you can't pour yourself out anymore, guess what? God comes in and you got more to pour out than you thought you did. It's like the mother whose heart just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, even though her kid is keeps misbehaving, and she thinks, I just don't know if I can do it again. And then her heart is big enough that it can forgive yet again, and it can put it behind you yet again. And the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, constantly pouring themselves out, and there's always more with God. So we don't got to worry about running out. That's number two. Number three is this. Aristotle talks about three different levels of friendship. And Billy helped me to remember that the other day because he wrote you should read the book that he writes about in the bulletin this weekend. But there's a piece in there that talks about these three levels of friendship. And he goes that the highest level of friendship is what we see in the Trinity. But the first level of friendship is, and just think about people in your own life, okay? And not just friends, but family members. Think about people who, the first level of friendship is a friendship of utility. I'm going to be your friend because you can do something for me. I'm going to be your friend because you can water my plants when I'm on vacation. I'm going to be your friend because you can help my computer to unfreeze when it freezes. And I want to be your friend so that you can help me so that whenever that happens. That's a friendship based on utility. It's about what can I get out of the other person. Number two, the second level of friendship is a friendship of pleasure. I like playing basketball. You like playing basketball. Let's play basketball together. And it's a friendship based on pleasure. What a shared joy. Nothing wrong about it. And the first type of friendship, there's really nothing necessarily inherently wrong with it. We all have friends that do things for us and we do things for them, and it's a friendship of utility. It's what it works. And it can get bad if all you do is use people, but that's not the point. But like the second type is a friendship based on pleasure. The third and the best form of friendship, which we see in the Trinity, is a friendship of mutual flourishing. This is the best type of friendship. It's a friendship where it's based on mutual respect and admiration and love. And it's this: I want to journey to heaven with you. That's what the highest form of friendship is. I want to journey to heaven with you. I want to help you flourish, and I want you to help me flourish, and we agree on these same goals. We have the same belief and all these sorts of things. And I want to help you flourish, and I want you to help me flourish. We're not using each other. We're just walking this life together. We're walking this Camino together to heaven. And friends, that is a beautiful friendship. And when you find friendships like those, you don't let them go. They survive the test of time. And we need friendships like that. Because all we got is friendships of utility and friendships of pleasure. There's a big hole in us that's missing. And this friendship of mutual flourishing is what we see in the Trinity. The Father is ecstatic when the Son is glorified. And the Holy Spirit is ecstatic when the Father is given praise and glory. And all these, it's this mutual, let's flourish together. Sometimes we get jealous of other people and we think we have to knock them down if we're going to exalt ourselves or something like that. But this level of friendship that we see in the Trinity, we aspire and we work for those friendships here on earth. And when we get them, we thank the good Lord for them. Because they're beautiful and they're life-giving, even eternal life-giving. My fourth point. See, I'm giving you four homilies in one. Aren't you happy? The number four is this. Hugs are important. St. Paul in our second reading today says, greet one another with the affection of a kiss. Jesus in the gospel comes down to planet earth. Why? Because God knew that it wasn't enough just to be spiritual. He wanted to enter into a physical relationship with you and with me. He wanted to touch. He wanted that we receive. He wanted that we be together physically and spiritually. It's very hard to be together spiritually and not physically. It's like if there's a husband and a wife who never see each other, or I love you so much, you stay in that room, I'll stay in this one, you know, all, throughout whole of life. You know, like, we have to be together. And there's a sense in which we human beings are built for it. Why? Because we're built for communion. God is communion. The Trinity reminds us of that. God is relationship. We're meant to be caught up in that. And one of the horrific consequences, effects of this COVID-19, I think we all agree, is that it has isolated people so much. And it's not healthy for the human person to be isolated. Our first reading, Moses talks about his compañeros, or his company is what he says, the people that are physically with him. And it makes all the difference in the world. I saw an NPR the other day and said that, gosh, when you look at all of the different things, you wonder if all the horrible effects of the isolation that is coming out of COVID-19 is worse than the virus itself, because it's keeping everybody separated by themselves. I'm afraid of you, and it's doing horrific for the things, the consequences on children and all these sorts of things. But people's health studies show that when you hug somebody, your blood pressure goes down. You're less stressed. You're so much less stressed when you're with somebody. Studies show that hugs mitigate depression. They support, in a crazy way, the immune system. It's important. Every time you hug somebody, you give testimony to the Trinity. And so I don't know how long we're supposed to do all this stuff. I pray not very long, because on the other side of it, we better go back to shaking hands and hugging. And Becky, I want to give you a hug after Mass. I hope that's okay. And I just, we have got to do it as human beings, my friends. And we're built for communion, not just a spiritual, you stay on that side of the room, I'll stay on this side, to be together. This whole stuff is just crazy. And I know that the medical people, we follow it, their counsel and so on. But pray God it'll be over before too long, because the Trinity reminds us that we are to be together. We're to be together in every way. And that something of our humanity is lost when we're not. And so, my dear friends, a little summary of my sermon. Number one, it's not just us versus them, it's just us. The Trinity reminds us of this union. Number two, we pour ourselves out every day. We better be pouring ourselves out for other people. Number three, and for God. Number three, we aspire for those beautiful, mutual, flourishing friendships. And number four, we hug each other. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.